This is Young Rome coming at you from Region Park Focus, Catch the Flavor Radio. Here on the show today, we got
The Future
and Durrell
from Beats to the Streets. Beats to the Streets, basically our goal is to empower youth through urban music, and we have some rappers, singers, spoken word artists like myself. So here on the show, we're going to ask some questions and a live performance by the boys. So, yeah, take it on to their track, Gun Violence.
In this world today, why can't it be silence? Too much mother losing their son by gun violence. Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son by the hand of a gun. Week by week, I beats to the street. New brand hat, they looking all neat. Chilling on the block. If he act up, you're gonna get knocked. Strapped with the Glock. His mom tried to lead him the right direction. Show her love and lots of affection. Living on the street, he had no protection. Go to school, get an education, because you're the creation of the nation. Stop skipping school, flashing tool, wanting like a fool. Thinking it's cool to sell crack. But it all caught up with a bullet in his back. Cause if you wanna leave on the street, you better know Wagwan when the heat pop. Cause when you hear the pop, they make your breathing stop.
In this world today, why can't it be silence? Too much mother losing their son by gun violence. Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
My mother was the one who gave me birth, even though it hurts. In the hospital room, like an explosion, boom. April 22nd, 1990s, when I came out my mother's womb. My dad was the one right beside her, the one who guided her and protected her. You should have seen his face, like he was sentenced to a murder case. He was so blue, like he was crippin'. There was so much blood, it just kept on dripping. My inspiration has been taken when I was planning the robbery. Now you know my mom's not proud of me. Too much mothers losing their son by gun violence. I was just another victim of violence. Now I finally have peace, but it's not the resorting island. Why I didn't leave my mother in silence?
In this world today, why can't it be silence?
Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son
by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Now I'm dead on the hospital bed with a 9-inch millimeter lead to the head. Floors are red. Yep, that's death when I'm not breathing no breath. Those who don't hear or feel, I guess I felt before I heard any words. That's absurd. Life's a blessing, I should've listened. That's the reason I'm not living. Before I died, I was sinning. Now I'm wondering if I'm going to heaven. It's a shame, I know this is not a game. The only thing I left for my mother to claim was my name.
His mom hold her head, she said, I can't believe
that my son is dead.
But even though you're gone, I'm still carrying on. Even though it seems like everything is wrong. Cause I know you above, shining your love. And I know you my guiding dove. So in this world today,
why can't it be silence? Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son
by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son
by gun violence. In this world today, why can't it be silence? Too much mother losing their son by gun violence.
Too much mother losing their son by gun violence. Too much mother losing their son
by gun violence.
Yeah, that was it. Now we're gonna have some discussions, so who would like to go first?
Durrell, I'll go first.
What do you want? I don't have a mic, so
give him the mic.
Well, this is Bubba Africa, aka Manuel here. I just wanna say that it was very nice, it sounded very good. I was actually dancing to it. Whose fault is it that these mothers are actually losing their kids to gun violence? Like, whose fault is it? Is it the son's fault or is it the community's fault? I just want your opinion here.
Well, it's not really, you can't really blame no one because there's no proof and so on. But to me, I think it's a community. they should be doing a little better than what they're doing. And, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the community. You can't blame it on someone, but you could. I think it's the community's fault because lots of people don't have, like, stuff to do. They don't have enough recreation stuff for the kids after school and stuff. So they just go chilling on the block, making their money and stuff. And then they just get the worst part of it, you know?
Yeah, that might be true, but the person, it's himself, has to take some responsibility, right?
True.
It's 50-50, right? You can't just say it's a community fault and just not do anything. Like, why would you be out there on the street, you know, selling whatever, when you could be doing something positive, like what you guys are doing, you know, with Beats on the Street, you know, and then when you're doing something out there, and all of a sudden, you know, because you're in that type of environment, you're playing that type of game, you know, which is like selling or doing whatever, yeah, yeah, you know, and then you make enemies, right? And then these enemies come to your I don't know what they call it, crib or whatever, and then they shoot you because you're in that type of environment. So it's not really the community's fault. Yeah. It's the individual. Like you yourself got yourself into that situation, right? By making enemies, by doing that criminal stuff, right? So yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's the community, but also it has to be the individual, right?
Yeah.
Just like we just came back from interviewing Adam Vaughn, and he was basically saying that and I'm going off topic. If you wanna make some change in your community, you yourself have to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Change yourself.
Don't worry. Don't think about or don't ask other people for help. You gotta do it yourself, right? So that's all I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
But the second question that I have is, you guys are talking about hip hop and all that. I just want to ask you guys, who do you look up to? Like, who's your hip hop, you know, star or whatever? Like, who do you look up to?
Well, you know, I have a couple. You know, growing up, listening to Tupac, Biggie. I like Common, you know, cause conscious. I like those conscious raps he have. Yeah. Kanye West, lots of them. You know.
What about you?
To me, I don't really have a lot, cause that's just how I am, but I have to say, if I have to pick one, I have to be Kanye.
Yeah.
The type of music and how he's going about in the hip-hop industry.
Yeah, and why do you look up to these people? Like, what kind of characteristics do they have? Like, why do you admire them so much?
Well, I don't really admire them that much, but they're the one who opened the way for us and other people back then, so we're going to be the next generation. So I'm just looking up. You have to show them respect and stuff, you know? So I'm just looking to these guys. So listen to the way their swag. They could show your swag, not to copy people's swag and stuff, but you could know how to act and stuff when you're in the business. If you're going the right direction, down the right path, listening to the right people and stuff, yeah, that's what I see.
Yeah, the same thing what my Darrell just said. Basically, that.
Okay, what about, I know you guys didn't really use it, but, you know, with hip-hop, the kind of language is not very respectful, you know. What do you guys think about that? Like, you know, they're trying to say, on one hand, these hip-hop artists trying to say we're doing a positive thing, you know, we're inspiring young kids in the community to be strong, to be whatever. But at the same time, through their lyrics, they're doing the opposite, right? They're telling kids to act tough, to be gangsters, to hold a gun, because, you know, when you have a gun, that's when you have respect, right? What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about the hip-hop lyrics?
I think it's all played out. I think it's the media, because when you're in the business, it's this and that, and who wants to be on top. So I think that these rappers, some of them think that they should do this, so maybe certain people look at them in a certain way, so they'll be like, okay, this guy's doing this, so let me do this. But some people, they just keep it to them, keep how they act to themselves, they don't really care how people go. But basically, I think it's the media. I'm not really too sure, but I think it's the media has a part to play.
You want to respond?
Yeah, well, I think because lots of those rappers, they do this because they know that's what the youths like. So if they don't do it, they don't think their record's going to sell. But really, they're just getting this caught in the youth's mind. That's why a lot of violence are going on. Because recently, I went to back to Grenada. And you know, back there, we listened to Ahsoka and stuff. Everyone be having fun and stuff. But as they play those rap and those reggae, you know, Mavado and Vibes Cartel, everyone just go crazy throwing bottle and stuff. Because that's the reputation they think they have to do. So the song, they have to cool it down and what they're doing.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm hogging the mic here. And here's Ice.
Yeah, that's good. It's Ice. Yeah, I just want to comment on something that Iman, you said. I think that there is a certain level of responsibility as far as the community is concerned. Like, having programs like Beats of the Streets and Region Park Focus, but funding is pinched for a lot of these programs, right? And it seems so... like, things are getting cut. Like, I just heard how they're going to cut all community centers on Mondays now to try and fix the budget deficit and all those kind of things. But I don't think they really think how that impacts certain youth, and the fact that if you're in certain environments, like, you grow up in certain marginalized communities, sometimes you just see what's around you. You don't always think, you know, oh, there's this and that. And sometimes it seems like there's not a lot of options. So you do kind of what you see, which is if you're selling on the block or doing what you have to do, right? And I think part of it is, I'm not saying it's fully on the community, but to have positive community programs where youths can go and be engaged and get involved to keep their, you know, to keep them off the streets and out of that kind of lifestyle, right? And so, and I think it's important to have youth leaders like a lot of us here who are in the room now to kind of show that and lead the way for other youths that are coming up and kind of in the same similar situations that we were, right? But, and for as far as a lot of the, I think a lot of the media has to play a big part in what we see on the videos and, you know, because it's sensationalized in the media, right? So a lot of those artists that are on a positive tip, on a conscious tip, they don't get as much play. They don't get as much mainstream attention because to those record producers and big media corporations, they want to, it's all about the dollar. So if gangster rap and this kind of stuff on the radio is selling records, then that's what they're going to push, right? And artists are going to feel pressured, like they have to come off like that to sell records, right? Because at the end of the day, the conscious rappers aren't given the same kind of radio play and aren't given the same kind of, you know, video and whatever, which is unfortunate because big ups to artists like Common and, you know, Kanye's, you know, been lucky to have that kind of play and whatever, but there's a lot of artists that go unrecognized, right? Even on BET and a lot of channels like that, they kind of slow down from playing a lot of that conscious stuff and are focusing on the mainstream, you know what I mean? But I think sooner or later the industry is going to get saturated with the same old garbage that you hear on the radio a lot of the times. Like, I'm sorry, a lot of it to me sounds like garbage, yo. Because
I agree.
You know what I mean? It's preaching the same, you just hear the same thing over and over and over, and it's not really any lyrical innovation going on. It just seems like the same old stuff, you know what I mean? So I think it's kind of just waiting for a couple artists to blow up who are on the opposite tip, you know what I mean? And like we're saying, pave the way for other young artists that are trying to do positive things, right?
Anything else? All right, back to the questions. Future.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges being an artist in Toronto, especially a young artist?
Well, some of the challenges for me is, I think, being different from other people, because that's definitely one thing for me. And how old I am, in my generation, you already know how it goes. It's like a certain area where you live, like I live at G-Way, so a certain area where you live, sometimes the people on the block might be like, you live here, so represent where you're from. But I'm not really into all that. I represent where I'm from, but at the same time, I'm into all the stuff they're doing there. I'm into my own thing. So when I get into the industry and become bigger, I can help my community. But sometimes they don't really see it like that. They're like, okay, you're a waste. That's one thing for me. And that's about it.
What brought you into the music scene, Darrell?
Well, what brought me in the music scene was since I was young, I used to sing a little, you know, not that much, didn't take it serious and stuff. But one day I went by my cousin and I saw them rapping, you know, making music on their computer, and I like what they're doing. I'm like, this is cool, you know, making their music and stuff, inspiring people and stuff. So I just, like, I want to do this with them. And then I start practicing. They say I suck. Practice, you suck. Oh, you're getting better. You're getting better. I just keep practicing because practice make perfect.
All right, all right. Have you ever experienced discrimination with the music scene in Toronto personally?
Definitely, yes. I'll say yes. Because most Toronto is known as not really a place in the hip-hop industry. There's a lot of hip-hop in Toronto, but in the TV, it's only based on, like, the States, not Canada. So if you tell people, like, you want to be an artist out here, they're like, yeah, 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 but they're not going to take you serious. So I think that's the discrimination in Toronto.
Same question to you, Darrell.
Yeah, well, I saw discrimination because, you know, growing up, even my own peers at school and stuff, when we tell them, oh, we want to make it in the music business, they laugh, yo. They're like, yo, I'm telling you straight up, you guys are from Canada, you're not going to make it and stuff. But that's just wrong, because not only people from the States can make music, we can do it too, you know, look at some Cardinal official and stuff. So they need to stop this, because this is just not good.
Do you find that age plays an important factor?
Yes, I think age plays an important factor, because when you're a certain age, say, for example, if you're 10 and you're 20, the topics, like, for example, when you're 10, you might be talking about certain things at school and stuff. But when you're 20, you start viewing how life is, and then you start talking about more real things. So the music becomes more better, and people come on relate to it. So I think age does play a factor.
Yeah, basically what Future said too, because plus when you grow older, you know more about when you just started, so you can make more music, better music. You know how to develop your music better and stuff, and you could listen to your tracks when you just started and listen to now, and you could see where you improved and where you went wrong and stuff. So age does play a factor in it.
What do I think? I think it shouldn't matter what age you are. Like, there's people that has been in the music industry 6, 7, and everything like that. So basically, age shouldn't matter. But yeah. Moving on. Do you think there are enough supports for young artists coming up in the city?
I'll say yes, because not too long ago, I used to be like the other people. Toronto has a lot of opportunity. But actually, there is a lot of opportunities out there. For example, I'm in a program right now called Beats to the Streets. It also has other programs like Get At Remix and other programs I'm hearing about. It's just you have to go out and search. Sometimes all the time on YouTube or whatever you're on, sometimes just search around. So, yeah.
Would you tell other people about Beats to the Streets and recommend them to Beats to the Streets and tell them what Beats to the Streets is like, or any other programs?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm telling people about it. It's not only Beats to the Streets, there's other programs out there, but I'm just using that for example. So I'll say, yeah, I'll do that.
And what if they want to join the program, and what steps would they need to get a hold of?
Well, they have a website right now, MySpace/BeatsToTheStreets. You can contact them there and tell them what kind of artist you are. If you're a producer, we have a producing class there, R&B class and rapping class, also spoken word. So contact them by the MySpace. And
is there a website?
BeatsToTheStreet.com.
Yeah, how's that
www.b2ds.ca.
.ca, that's it.
Anything else?
I got a question. This is Baba Africa again. Do you see yourselves doing this for a living? Like, can you live on being an artist in Toronto and Canada?
Me, definitely, I'll say yes, because I made that decision up, like, not too long ago. I was like 50-50, wasn't too sure. But now I see life in a different way, and I say yes, I'll do this as a career. It's just that I'm going to have to work towards it, but I'll say yes.
Yeah, I see myself doing the same thing, you know, because this is what I love to do, man. This is what inspires me and stuff. You know, when I'm not in a good mood, just take the pen and paper, write a few tracks. This is just what I love to do, so I can't see myself without doing it, yeah.
Anybody else?
I know that, Romeo, you're going to do a little spoken word for us, right?
Yes, I am.
So don't you do your thing.
All right, this one's called Homeless, and it goes like this. No place, no home, being disowned. I think I might have to go to a dome, spend the night doing a double. Then I see my peoples caught up in the same trouble. Society looks down at us because we got no jobs, no education. They see us having no future, no place to go. Caught up in the mix like convicts, tied up to a tree like the beast on Halloween. Seeing visions, hearing the truth. Just one day, I'm going to shine like my baby mama. Then we all see heaven's gate to open. Bloom from the hourglass. These are the days of our lives. Thank you very much. And I'd like to also make a shout out to my girl. Even though we are not on, even though we're not on speaking terms, I'd like to make a shout out to you. So holla back, baby.
Anyways, Romeo and Juliet. When did you write that, and what inspired you to write that poem?
I actually wrote that poem when I was in the shelter system. That was a true story. I should say I was homeless one point in time. And since, I think about April 2006, that's when I became housed in a bachelor apartment. So, yeah.
And do you think, like, how did you get hooked up with Beats of the Streets?
Some people would come over to the shelters and basically leave some flyers, pamphlets, and stuff for us. And I contacted them and took it from there. I've been with the group about 2 sessions now. And I can't wait until we start back in September. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Any youths that are listening and would want to join can just go on the website and, like, join up? Because it's all free, right, the program and everything?
Basically, you could call Gwen at 416-831-8255 or check us out at www.b2ds.ca.
You guys, I know that every year you guys do a showcase, right, with Beats to the Streets or whatever. So how was the last showcase? Like, you guys all performed, or?
Well, the last showcase was big. It was real big. A lot of people performed. A lot of people came true. It's one of the best showcase they had. So it was real good.
We're looking forward to our album from our last showcase, Real Life On Air, coming out soon. So get it while it's hot.
All right. And I think that's about all the time we have for today. So You can also check out all our archive shows on www.catchtheflavor.com. You know, 600 Dundas. It's Romeo and ICE. You got E-Man.
Yeah.
You know, Future and Jarrell, thanks for coming through. And hit us up next week, same time, same channel. We're taking a break next week, but we'll be back the week after. Holla back.